The UK's No Fit State Circus has trundled into the Royal Botanic Gardens, Melbourne, with their extraordinary big top. It looks just like a UFO. It's for their show for the Melbourne Festival. It's called Lexicon. But the big question is, how did the tent get there? Who has the blueprint for this thing? Well, all hands are on deck to put the tent up, and Hub producer Kim Jurek is there.
I'm Camille Baumier, and I'm the creative producer for No Fit State Circus. I've been with the company for 8 years.
Hi, I'm Tom Rack. I'm the artistic director of the company and the last remaining founder member. So I've been with the company for 35, 36 years. I've lost count.
32 years.
So I'm getting carried away. Okay. So yeah, we're putting up the big top here in the Botanical Gardens. It's a beautiful location for our quite special tent. We call this tent the spaceship structure for obvious reasons. And when you see it, it looks very much like a UFO. It's a tent that we designed for our, particularly for our work. It's really high in the middle with this big, almost like a cathedral-like roof. So it's, you know, it's a temple for circus. We can do big high aerial, yet there's a real intimate feeling because the roof comes down quite low, so the audience don't feel like you're in a cavern. You're kind of on top of the performance. You almost feel involved in the performance, like you're right up close and personal.
I like the story. When I started No Fit State, and I think I probably questioned why a tent like this? And I always remember this story that the tent was designed like this. From the outside, you don't see any poles. It's just as if it was, you know, plonked there in a field and had landed. And I like this idea that it was created with the view that, you know, you could put it up in one night and then people would open their doors in the morning and step into the city, and this massive thing was just there with, you know, no apparent ways of anchoring it into the ground, and it had just landed.
Can you tell me how it got here, Camille?
How we got here? Gosh. Well, we finished our opening run of the show in the south of France, in Avignon. On the last day, we packed everything. I think it took us about a week to pack, clean, and load all of our kit in three massive containers that got shipped to Melbourne. Got stopped for a little bit in quarantine because it was a bit difficult to pack and get everything tidy in the middle of a field in the south of France. But everything's here now. The last truck just turned up and is being unloaded as we speak. The tent is going up. But yeah, we're here. We're in good shape.
Tom, I should point out, you're the artistic director, but you're wearing the high vis. You were out there offloading the truck. Does everybody pitch in this way? Tell me about who is responsible for putting this together.
That's what circus is all about. So you have got all the artists here today putting up the tent. Everybody pitches in. Nobody just has one job in the circus. You'll probably see me selling popcorn as well when you come along and see the show. You know, everybody does everything. You know, it's part of living the circus life, because that's what it is. It's not a job. It's a lifestyle. We live together. We travel together. We eat together. We do everything together. We make our show together. We go to the other side of the world together. It's a real sense of community, a real sense of collective amongst the team. No other art form works like that. Circus can touch people in a way, really, that I think other art forms struggle to. And I think it's partly because of that, really. And the danger, the risk, the thrill, the excitement, the spectacle, all of that. Yeah, we got all of that too.
How did you come to the circus, Camille?
Oh, the circus got me. They found me in Edinburgh.
On the streets, we picked her up, we dragged her in.
They picked me up and then they never let me go. And I was quite happy about it, actually. Yeah. You know, we often say, when people ask us how we find performers or, you know, the technical team, I think we find each other. It's such a unique lifestyle. We are this touring collective, this family that travels together, and that's not for everybody. But I think if you're up for that type of lifestyle, you very quickly come across No Fit State Circus and find your way inside it.
Yeah, we like to say the best people find us. That's the way it works. And running away with the circus, I mean, that's an urban myth, isn't it? But, you know, the best people do, and then we keep them.
Who knows how to put this up? Are there instructions somewhere?
That's a good question.
It's passed down.
Yes.
It's passed down from crew member to crew member. We have a great team of people who work with us and who've worked with us for a little while. We have someone who's called the tent boss, who's in charge of building the tent.
Who's the tent boss?
Hazel, tent boss. She whips everybody into shape and keeps things moving.
I'm Hazel Bryan. I'm the tent master for the No Fit State Big Top. And I've been doing that for the last 5 years.
What's your background in circus?
I don't have any circus background. I met the company about 23 years ago. And I had friends who were performers and good at juggling. And I just like the tent. I like tents.
You like tents. Can you tell me more about that?
I just understand them, the canvas, the structure, the forces. I don't know, I guess I was a girl guide, so it started off when I was pretty young.
Do you have an engineering background?
No engineering background. It's not rocket science. That's what the guy who taught me how to be the tent master said to me. It's not really rocket science. It's a structure that we turf it up to 10 metres, and it's all held in place by this ring of stakes, which means that when it's up, we can now take the main guys off, so we don't have any exterior guy ropes. We will put them back on if it gets windy, but if it stays calm, it'll just be like a perfect old-fashioned UFO on your botanic lawns.
How do you keep an eye on the conditions? I guess it's your responsibility to make sure that everything's safe at any given time?
Yes, so there'll be a weekly list of safety checks. Once we're up properly dressed out now, I'll do a safety check tent of make sure all the pins and clips and the stakes are in place, make sure all the ratchets are done up. There's several sheets of safety checks that I need to do on it. And then those get done weekly. But also, if we know there's some bad weather coming in, we'll go and tighten the ratchets, check it all again. And then when it's windy, I'll come in the tent. If it's going to be windy overnight, we'll do a midnight vigil, stay in the tent.
You'll actually sleep in the tent?
Yeah. Yes, we've slept in the tent a number of times. And then if it gets to a point where the top, it'll start to swing around a little, and then I'll put the main guys out. And then that will stop all the movement in the top of the tent. And this tent is really, really good in the wind. I've not been in a tent like this because of the aerodynamic shape of it. It's really a little ocean of calm inside. You wouldn't know there was a storm raging on the outside of it.
What's it like to sleep in a big top?
Well, it's quite difficult to get to sleep because there'll be things clanging, and when it's windy, you don't really want to sleep. I'm always sort of half one eye open.
Have you ever had any difficult conditions to battle?
It was pretty windy when we were in Marseille last. The Mistral started blowing. I think they recorded it as 119 kilometres per hour, and they wanted to shut us down, the festival. They shut all the other tents, and they came in, and they said, "Oh, should we go and have a drink at your bar?" It's very peaceful inside here.
I do enjoy camping, but I have to say that putting the tent up, taking it down, is not my favourite thing in the world to do. You still seem quite attached to this whole process, but is there not a feeling of here we go again?
I really enjoy the tent up and tent down days because it's the days when the whole company works together and you can feel the common purpose. Everybody knows what they're doing and they know what the jobs are, and it's amazing what you can do in a day with 30 people. When it's up, I kind of feel like we've arrived and that's like our little house. And you don't think about the taking it down because you just enjoy the moment of the 3 or 4 weeks where you've got it up. So, yeah, I do love it.
Well, welcome to Australia and all the best with putting it up.
Thank you very much. We hope to be finished by the end of the day. Nearly there.
Producer Kim Jurek at the Royal Botanic Gardens, Melbourne, meeting the folks from No Fit State Circus. And their show Lexicon is on as part of the Melbourne International Arts Festival, and you can catch that one until the 21st of October.